Hello and welcome to episode number 85 of A VO's Journey. My name is Anthony, and this is a podcast all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artist learn from all of my mistakes so that you don't have to make them. Tonight's podcast is an exciting one. It is going to be about, are you pricing yourself right on Fiverr? That's right. We're going to dive in to the Fiverr pricing question, and I think some of my answers will surprise you. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
So, it is so good to be back in the booth recording another podcast, and I am so excited. First, I have to just mention the Journeyman Mastermind group and everybody who is in that group now. We have 21 people. It is so amazing. And our last session this past Saturday was absolutely incredible. We had a blast. We went over all kinds of things. We went over DAW stuff. We went over new updates from Fiverr and things with for me on the, in the Seller Success Program, which is really awesome. And we also went over a lot of people had lots of questions, so we talked about that and all kinds of things. It was really great, and I'm really looking forward to this Saturday for the next meeting. That's super, super exciting. But anyways, I just wanted to say you guys rock, and I'm so glad you're in the group. All right, so moving on to the topic. Some really, really interesting things have been happening the last week, and I really want to talk to you guys about pricing on Fiverr. Now, look, I am one of those people who believe that when you make a decision and you stick by it and it serves you well, you know, and other people disagree with you, that, you know, it's okay to stand by your decision. But also, if you do something and then later you find out that perhaps maybe it can be done a different way, then, you know, you need to own up to that and be willing to stick by that as well. So I want to talk to you guys about pricing your gigs on Fiverr and what I am doing right now, what is happening, what I have learned, and what I think people should take from what I'm going to talk about tonight. So first off, pricing on Fiverr seems to always just generate so much animosity, so much conversation would be putting it mildly. I guess really just animosity is a good word, but so much anger in the voiceover community. And it still does. However, I have to tell you that things are changing on Fiverr, and it is a big part because Fiverr themselves are really trying to reposition the platform. And I'm really excited about it because I think it's an even bigger opportunity now more than ever, which I'll talk about in a second. But what I want to say that in the past for Fiverr, you know, of course, the name says it. You know, the big debate always has been selling services, voiceover services for $5 is devaluing the business, devaluing yourself and fellow voiceover artists. And it makes it seem like we're not professional and we are not worth more than $5. Personally, like I have like I've said multiple times, I always have believed that the money that I am paid to work is for my business and a product. It has no bearing on who I am as an individual and the value, because money does not value me. However, I do completely understand where many people are coming from when their thoughts and frustrations with Fiverr. However, for me, I have been on Fiverr for a couple years now. I've had great success, and it keeps getting more and more successful for me. And Fiverr has treated me very well, so I have a different opinion about Fiverr. And when I first started, I, of course, you know, went on there and didn't know what I was doing, but as most people do, and as I've recommended multiple times to get the ball rolling, I started my gigs at $5. But throughout my time on Fiverr, I have tried to raise my prices, and I've tried to do some things to make more money, not because people were, you know, telling me that I was hurting the industry by charging lower rates, but more so because I wanted to try to see if I could, you know, charge a little higher rates on Fiverr and what would happen. So unfortunately, in the past, I never had much success with raising my prices. I would raise my prices and, you know, I would get no business at all. So, you know, that was kind of something that I realized that I needed to just stick with where I was and continue to do my very best. As time has rolled by, it's a little story here. So time has rolled by, my gigs have, you know, they continue to pick up and I continue to get more work and things are going well. And then I was contacted by Fiverr within the last month, who, they wanted to, well, basically Fiverr is starting to, or they're trying to, and I'm sure you've seen it with a lot of their commercials out. They're really trying to rebrand themselves. And they want Fiverr to be more professional. They want it to be a place where the rates are higher. They want it to be a place where professionals from any walk of life can come and get high quality work at a good price. Okay. At a good price, but not a cheap price. So Fiverr really is trying to rebrand themselves. And part of that was that they are expanding this program called the Fiverr Seller Success Program. Basically, this program was set up for all sorts of sellers on Fiverr, but for people who were either Fiverr pros, which, you know, a Fiverr pro is someone you have to go through a application process, and then they go through an interview and everything for you to be a Fiverr pro. And then also, this seller success program was for some top-rated sellers, but they started to expand the program to try to help the top earners on Fiverr to make more money and help them reach higher statuses, which in turn will help Fiverr raise their status and the overall business of Fiverr. Okay, so I was sent an email, and I was set up a meeting, a phone call meeting, and I had a phone conference with my Fiverr seller success coach manager. And basically, this is a person who works for Fiverr, and they manage multiple Fiverr pro voiceover pros, as well as the top rated sellers. And they contacted me because I guess he said that Fiverr was very impressed with my business and that I was a top earner. So that they wanted to help me become more successful by giving me tips, more analytics than other people, you know, than other people who are not in the program get, and more data and different things they're rolling out to help with business. So I was like, wow, this is incredible. And, you know, I was super excited about the conference call. And I when I was on the conference call and we talked about the program and everything, I was very excited because I was like, this is great. I'm going to be able to ask questions. You know, and I started to ask some questions. And, you know, a lot of what I have been doing is right on the money. But there was something that I was very surprised with that I did not know. And it sparked a change in my gigs. And that revolves around pricing. So when I first start, when I got on that conference call, all of my gigs had been priced at $5. Just like I had, I'd priced the first 100 words at $5, and then every 100 words after that was $10. And that was all of my gigs. And then, of course, all the gig extras. But I literally, after this phone call, my manager was talking to me about how pricing is way more important on Fiverr, in Fiverr's eyes, than I ever knew. And maybe than most of us have known. So basically, and not to put it, you know, too mildly, I was, you know, pretty much instructed to, you know, if I probably raise my rates, I want to continue to move up in Fiverr's eyes as well as earn more money and get to that top rated seller spot. So I did. I went ahead and raised, well, actually, so let me take a step back. That is true, but I had already made the decision to raise my main gig rates before I even went on the call. And the reason why was because of this. I've gotten a lot of business lately. Many of you know I had that contract I got with a independent publisher for $13,000 for the Mark Twain books as well as the Wizard of Oz books. So that was a big deal. Plus I had some other book deals. Plus I do like 100,000 words a month, kind of like a retainer program for like, you know, and then I get like $1,500 a month. So I've set up a good thing here where I have money that's off of Fiverr. So what I was finding was something was happening. I had done a lot of work on my main Fiverr gig, and it was picking up, and basically I was getting a lot of $5 orders. So what was happening was, is that, as you know, it doesn't matter whether it's $5 or $100, they still take time. And what these $5 orders were just eating up all of my time, and I couldn't get done all of the things I needed to get done that was going to pay me way more money than the $5 orders. Now, in the past, I hadn't necessarily had this problem because most of my work came from a variety of other gigs that I had, and those gigs were specialty gigs. But what I had done recently was I had deleted about half of my gigs because after the last update on Fiverr, I did not get to top rated seller, and as you know me, I get frustrated when I feel like I'm doing things right and I don't understand why they're not working. So I, you know, kind of make it like a personal mission to figure it out. So one of the things that Fiverr had come back to me, this is before this conference call, was that, you know, you shouldn't have gigs that are the same. And I had split test a lot of gigs to try to make them work. And I have very similar gigs. So I had deleted half of them, which was hard. And that really hurt my Fiverr account. And I can tell you, when you make that big of a change to your Fiverr account, it like screws everything up, even to your existing gigs. So, and I didn't know that. So anyways, I did that. And I had changed all of the requirements, all the things. I changed a lot my gigs. I had gone on to learn, learn.fiverr.com. And, you know, I took some more courses, figured out some things, changed my gig. I raised my professional American male voiceover gig. I raised it and I put it at, cause I was like, I'm not going to get these $5. I can't afford these $5 orders anymore. Then what started happening was, is these people aren't dumb. They find your stuff and then they realize you have other gigs that have $5. So then I started getting orders on my other gigs for $5, which, on a side note, makes me realize that people do switch. They do find you and they look at your other stuff that you offer and they can go from one to the other. And sometimes they may have nefarious reasons in mind, right? Nefarious, excuse me. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that I wasn't getting as many $5 orders, but, you know, it was one of those things where I was starting to get higher priced orders on my professional American Male voiceover gig, but I was still getting the $5 orders. Anyways, after this conversation with the manager, I decided that I was going to raise the rest of my gigs up, you know, up higher than $5. So at this point, I have nothing that's at $5 anymore. And what's interesting is that the advice that I'm going to give you this advice to, and I really believe this, and I would never have given you this advice if I had not had this meeting and talked to a representative from Fiverr and is, you know, kind of, you know, let me in on, you know, where Fiverr is trying to go. Okay, and this is super important. First off, if you have looked, and I know many of you have because I know I have, all of the top-rated sellers, maybe except one or two maybe in voiceover, none of them have $5 gigs, right? They're all 15, 20, 30, 50, 60, 100, 150, right? They're all higher, okay? And that's one thing, right? For me, it was always this thing where I thought, you know, these people had been able to establish themselves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, so what I realized and what I learned was your average selling price does matter. That is a huge determining factor about your where you sit in the rankings. Okay, so, and it's not just based off your overall average, it's based off of your monthly average, weekly average, okay? So that's why if you ever look at your numbers and if you've been on Fiverr for any period of time, you'll notice that there are times where your numbers skyrocket and then there's times where they don't, okay? And if you try to understand that you can, I didn't understand it until recently. I'm learning more because I'm getting more of the inside track to how the algorithm works. However, I was told, and I knew this because I could tell instant, you can tell that you've been on Fiverr for a while. The algorithm changes from time to time. And, you know, the people in the back, you know, writing the code don't tell you exactly what they're changing it as all the time, but definitely it changes. However, the average selling price matters. And I know for me, you know, I had been selling a lot of $5 gigs. But anyways, here's the thing. In the past, whenever I raised my prices, I raised them quite a bit. You know, like I would raise them $20, $30, $40 up higher. I would raise, I would do odd things, you know. I didn't take it slow. So what I decided to do this time was to take it slow. Start with a small raise in my prices. Start with a small raise maybe in my gig extras. I'm pretty happy with where my gig extras are right now, but I decided that I was going to raise my gigs very slowly. And I had to tell you guys something that is insane. I have gotten more business in the last couple of days than I have ever had on Fiverr, and the orders, that it's wild because I'm at all my orders are averaging $30, $40, $50, $60, $70. They're all averaging way higher orders. And the funny thing is that I'm not fighting with any of these people. I'm not scrapping about any of it. And here's the thing. We've heard people say this over years, right? But this is the first time I've actually experienced it, okay, where this is happening. Now, will this happen all the time? I don't, probably not. I don't know. I'm riding the train right now. We'll see what's happening. But all I know is that as long as these numbers, as long as my average selling price keeps going up, I keep getting more and more views and in the rankings. And I'm still halfway down. What's interesting to me now is I'm getting the same amount of views as I was when I had double the amount of gigs. Okay, so that's a big deal. All right, it's a really big deal, and I really do think that it is time, because, like I said, Fiverr is on a mission too. So if I was going to say to you Fiverr wasn't backing us up, I might speak differently. But since I know that Fiverr is trying to rebrand themselves, reposition themselves, just like when YouTube or Facebook or any of these other places take on a goal, right, or some sort of initiative, they're going to give precedence to people who are moving in that direction. So I would start to say, and I'm really excited about this too, because what this means for us is that means everybody that's on Fiverr right now, that's on this platform, we have the inside track. Fiverr is going to spend a lot of money, and they make plenty of it. They're going to spend more and more, continue to spend millions upon millions of dollars to rebrand Fiverr and to keep bringing in higher paying customers, higher quality customers. And if we continue to position ourselves in the right way, we are going to be in the position to make a lot of money when all of the other voiceover artists come flocking into Fiverr, because it's no longer it no longer has that stigma. All right. It's just like anything else when it comes time to early adopters or people who do. And it's funny because Fiverr's been around for a long time, but I think Fiverr recently has really changed. And, you know, it has really changed their direction. I know you've seen those YouTube videos, right, where it talks about the professionals together, you know, and they really are targeting professionals. Everything they have a lot of different programs on Fiverr. I don't have time to go into all that. But, you know, there's a lot of amazing things going on with Fiverr. But what I'm telling you is Fiverr is changing, and we are perfectly positioned to take advantage of it. And all the people who are complaining about Fiverr, they will be the people who flood into Fiverr late. And what will happen is us people who are here on Fiverr, we will be positioned right. But then Fiverr will be flooded with voiceover artists and other people. And we need to make sure that we are like really entrenched, okay? We are like just dug in, so that when the flood of new people comes in, we are the ones that are going to reap the most benefit, because we were here making it happen before everybody else realized how much money you can make here on Fiverr. So anyways, perfect example of things like, you know, Fiverr getting sellers into Forbes and getting all these, you know, all these people in the news, right? I mean, you know, it really does make sense. And where I'm going with this suggestions for you is, my suggestion is that you look at your Fiverr gigs and you start to slowly, very slowly, but start to incrementally raise your prices, okay? I think it's a good idea. Whatever you do, don't go in there and go from $5 to $50 or $5 to $40. Don't raise your prices so astronomically that the people that are currently your customers are not going to work with you. And by the way, here's something really important too. Please, 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 this is not and I'm not saying this to be mean, but I look around, especially at some of the people that, I have coached, or some of the people, this is not all, this is a couple, or some of the people that I see posting comments, not in our group, but other places on, anyways, people about Fiverr and complain about Fiverr and things like that. What I notice is that people are not taking Fiverr as seriously as they should. So for example, if you were going to go to a job interview where you could make $100,000 a year, right? I mean, what would you wear to that job interview? Would you wear like, you know, shorts and a t-shirt? Would you bring in if they asked you for a picture for that $100,000 a year job, would you bring in a picture of you sitting on your couch? You know what I mean? Or would you get something professionally done with you in a suit, or, you know, with a nice background? You know, like this is the stuff that I really do believe. And the reason why I could tell you this $100,000 is because I'm starting to stare at that. I know that it's possible to make that and way more. And I'm actually, you know, I know they said I'm part of this top earners, but I'm not anywhere near. If I'm a top earner, I'm like on the bottom. I'm on the way, way bottom of the top earner. There are so many people making, there's people making over seven figures on Fiverr. And I know there's voiceover artists making way over six figures on Fiverr, from Fiverr alone. And they're doing it by pricing, by volume, right? But I'm just trying to tell you that I'm noticing that if you're going to start to really take Fiverr seriously, you got to take it seriously. That means your picture needs to be really well done. It needs to look great. It needs to stand out. It should not be you taking a picture, a selfie in your living room, or a picture that, you know, your kids took of you. I know I say those things because I have all those pictures too. Or a picture that you go in your computer that you remember and you go around, or you go in your computer into the photos saved and you see if you could find one. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Because I've done it too. And you find one, you're like, oh, I could use that one. That shows my face. All right. Okay. But it does not look professional. All right. Then your demo. Is your demo well done? I had to tell you guys this. After redoing my entire demo, I put this forward spot in the beginning. I would say 90% of all the work I'm getting now, which is picking up like crazy, like I'm getting 5 to 7 orders a day. These people mentioned my forward spot, the first spot in my demo. That never happened to me before. I mean, you know, people didn't really listen to, they never mentioned like about my demo, but now people mention about my demo all the time. And you know, what's interesting is I'm getting more work now than I did before in my previous demo. And you might say, well, Anthony, duh, right? But here's the thing. Until you experience it, until we go through it, we don't know, right? And, you know, when you're ready, now I'm going to tell you this where there's a caveat there. You have to be ready for getting a new demo, right? You got to be ready to do a demo, because the worst thing I want you to do is waste money on a demo and not be ready. I do offer demo services, but you know, a lot of times it's important for us to meet first so I can listen to you just to make sure, because I don't want you to spend money when I'd rather you get like a coaching session in if you need it, and then get the demo services so that you don't, because what happens is I've seen a couple people recently too who work with me who they weren't like tricked or anything, but somebody could have said, hey, let me help you with this before you spend, you know, $2,500 on a demo, right? And then the demo comes back and nobody likes it. And they're like, oh, I need another demo, right? That's the worst thing, to do all that. So, you know, my thoughts on that is that your pictures, your demos, how much you're filling out your gig, do you have all the facts? Do you have all that stuff matters. It really, really matters. There's so much more. I don't have time to talk about it, but you know, these are the things, by the way, on the side note, these are the things we talk about in the mastermind group. So that is a cool thing. I suppose I should say, if you're interested, go ahead and reach out to me. I only have four more slots at the current rate that we're at. So if you're interested, reach out to me. But otherwise, you know, I'm really passionate about this idea for Fiverr and excited about the direction Fiverr is going. And I really think if us people who are in there right now, we are perfectly positioned. If we double down and do what we're supposed to do, like making our stuff look as professional as possible. So by the way, if you go on to Fiverr and you see those top rated sellers and all of their stuff looks 10 times better than you, okay, people are going to buy their stuff. Why would you not go with a top rated seller, all right, if all their stuff is just 10 times better than ours? All right, we need to make sure our stuff looks just as good. And fortunately, Fiverr does the majority of the work. All we have to concern ourselves with is having a dynamite picture, right, which we can turn into a video, and we need to have a good demo. We need to have a good demo, period. But of course, this conversation tonight is just about Fiverr. So remember, start to, at least in my opinion, you should start to incrementally raise your Fiverr gigs. You might even start with your extras slowly. Slowly raise your stuff. The last thing I want you to do is raise all your stuff and then get no business. Okay? But that is my suggestion. And it's interesting, the journey. Now, I will say this, which did dawn on me as well. You know, this is after me being a level two seller, having lots of return and repeat business and customers and things like that. You know, it's easy for me to say that. So I will tell you this, that it did get, you know, I got to this point by all of my prices being where they were at $5 and things like that, trying to get the hard upsells. But you know what's interesting now with changing my prices? I'm not kidding you guys. More people actually buy broadcast rights. I've sold more broadcast rights in the last week than I've ever sold the entire time I've been on Fiverr for the last 2.5 years. I'm not kidding you. Like, it is insane. Is it because I'm appealing to a different group of people, that people are seeing what I'm doing and maybe, I don't know. But, you know, I'm still working on figuring that out. But I can tell you what, I like it. I like it when, you know, they purchase, you know, my thing and it's like, you know, 100 words and then plus, you know, broadcast rights. That's a happy day. Music, like I've had more people purchase gig extras on their own. I've had more people purchasing on their own, all of those things than ever before. So all I'm trying to say to you is start to raise your prices slowly. Okay. Keep doing everything that you're doing, but start to raise them slowly because Fiverr is going in that direction. All right. And heaven forbid one day Fiverr turns around and says, we are no longer going to allow $5 gig. You never know. They could do it. I know that's silly. Their name is Fiverr, but who's going to stop Fiverr from changing their name? Right? It's not our business. So all I'm trying to say to you is that knowing where the company's going is good news for us. All right? Okay. Well, hopefully tonight was helpful to you. And, you know, if you like this, please share it. By the way, go on to iTunes if you wouldn't mind and leave a review. It really helps. And I also try to do a shout out on the show to you if you leave a review. That really helps too. Also, if you're not a part of our Facebook group, oh my gosh, you got to join. Our Facebook group is incredible. It's growing. It's got an amazing group of people. It's called a VOsjourney.com. Not .com. That's my website. VOjourney. It's a group on Facebook, a VOsjourney. And if you're not there, go ahead and apply. Please fill out the questions. I get people who don't fill out answers to the questions. They're not hard questions. They're like, I changed them around. So they're basically like, you know, how long have you been a voiceover artist? And then how, you know, what's your main question that you, you know, what do you want to learn? I still get a bunch of people who don't fill out any of the questions. I don't accept them because I don't know what they're, you know, what they're coming for into the group. And I want people who are voiceover artists and they want to seriously grow their business and learn about the best way to be successful. So, but I would love to have you. It's a fantastic dynamic group, a very active group. So we are definitely helping each other moving forward. All right, you guys, you have a fantastic evening. Tonight was crazy. I did like another 5 voiceovers plus I'm working on. I did about, 13,000 words for an audiobook. So it's been a good night. And I started at like 9. So I guess it's what, 3 hours, 3.5 hours. Only 3 weeks left until I go full time. All right, now I'm just rambling. All right, guys, you have a fantastic night. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.